Sunday night, women's shir. Ladies here. Women's shir. Shara Vodas Alokim. Chavis Alvodas, Shara Vodas Alokim. We're trying to get into Perek Hay. So let's start from just a few lines into Perek Hay. Just a few lines into it, where he says, Ach hadvorim asher yagiu bohem ha'odam. Inyan Hehara Asichlis. Okay, that's a few lines into it. These are the things which, again, we're talking about now, a person that wants to go beyond, wants to go out of the box. The box being the Torah, the laws, the mitzvahs, which are necessary and essential. But now he wants to go beyond that. He wants to form a relationship with Hashem, and he does this through his seichel. And we know already from the Chavis Halvavus's introduction to this shar that it's going to be based on an overwhelming feeling of gratitude and thankfulness for Hashem for everything that Hashem did and does and continues to do for the person. You're just overwhelmed with thankfulness for existing, for everything that goes on and went on in your life, whether it's your simple biology or your history, or how you got to where you are. And everybody, yes, so how can I repay Hashem? So, and you reach a higher place, higher meaning a more spiritual place, a place more bonded with Hashem, when you go beyond, I'm quoting the Chavis Halvavus now, I don't want to get into trouble, in case this is being taped. Oh, it's being taped, what do you know? When you go beyond robotic obedience, this is the Chavis Halvavus' words, you go beyond robotic obedience and you go to a higher place. What kind of a person is open to such a thing? She is barer etzlo, there's certain premises which are fundamental. It's so interesting what he says. I find it so fascinating. I can learn it 10 times. And these are fundamental things that would open a person up to this type of relationship. Mashanota habore b'seichel hamedabrim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, it's not my seichel, it's not my intellect. That's not me, right? Everything is a gift from Hashem. But there's certain fundamental truths which I want to be aware of. And if I live with these truths, if I live these truths, that's the best way of saying it, I think. If I live these truths, I will be able to live such a life, to go beyond this robotic obedience and just be a spiritual person. A spiritual person doesn't mean a flower child. It means someone that's living with Hashem. Someone that's living with Hashem, that is always in Hashem's presence, and does things because they want to. And according to the Chavis Halvavus, does things because they want to do something for Hashem. It's a small way. In some small way, I could show my gratitude. So, what is this person's premises? B'sheva ha'emes. You, right? Not like nowadays, your truth, my truth, everybody's right. You have a clear, you want to bond with the truth. It's meaningful to you. You want to live truth. You don't want to kid yourself. You don't want to, right? Reality. Truth means reality. You want to live in reality. Ugnus hakozov, you detest, and it just makes you cringe when something is not emes, when something is not reality. Ubechor betzedek, justice, v'sur me'ovel, a sense of justice. So a sense of truth. Interesting. Like, this is what's going to make a person be able. Because this is really, these are godly attributes. We're talking attributes. We're not talking we're not talking doing the mitzvahs. We're talking what kind of a person am I? So I seek truth, I seek justice, the sur me avel, ugmol balei hatova betov v'hodolam. This is, you would think, it's a fundamental piece of menschlichkeit that I want to pay back people who I admit, I acknowledge when someone does something for me and I want to pay it back. That's a fundamental menschlichkeit. This is where the Chagat HaLevava says, we explained it, I think, I hope, in depth in the Hakdama, that's how Hashem wired a person. The DNA, the emotional DNA of a person is that I want to feel shalem, and if someone does something for me, I want to pay them back. I'm a chaser if I'm a receiver and I don't give in return. And therefore this person who lives truth and lives justice, that's two important values. And the third important value is hakaras atov. Ugmol anshe hara bara ugnusam. It's also a sense of justice, of punishment, that evil has consequences. That's really what he's saying. Evil has consequences, and you have to live those consequences. Ulahashlem im b'nei ha'odom. Because you can have such a person, and like such a person is a mental, social misfit, right? Because he's in his own world, and Chavis Lavov he can get along with people, maybe people who are not so perfect like he or she is, but there's space in your world for someone else. Ulehetev aleihem, and this is all the halachta bedrachah. This is all. Really, he's describing in very conceptual terms the halachta bedrachav, which is a primary mitzvah, the Rambam says, and really it sums up so much of Torah, certainly Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, but really it encompasses even Ben Adam L'Mokom, because it involves Kedusha, and it involves being spiritual and not being petty and not living for the moment, and being kind and giving and loving. This is all v'alachta b'drachav, emulating Hashem. So he says here, l'heitev lohem, and you wanna be a giver. You wanna be a giver to people. V'lishkol hatovos b'shevach, and to praise good. Yeah, that's the same as good being a value. You like good things, when things are good, when things are right. You have the person has a sensitivity to what's good, what's right. Batstokos begmul va'aros ba'onesh v'yisron gmul al gmul va'onesh al onesh. Even there's different gradations of good and evil. Things are more intensely good. There's higher madregos. Things are not simple. Ba'mechila la'poshim b'shuvim ba'emes. That's a relief, and it's a remarkable statement that we're talking about, like, fundamental principles. So you wouldn't think it's fundamental that people can change and become different, and now you mochel them, and you're ready to move on. That the acceptance of someone who was once, as he says, the acceptance of someone who wants to change is a fundamental principle. Again, we're emulating Hashem. All these things really is emulating Hashem. And although tshuva is a tremendous chiddush and it's kodem shenivra ha'olam, but Adarabba, the fact that it's Kodem Shenivra Olam really teaches us how fundamental it is. So usually maybe a person thinks how necessary it is, because we're goners if not for tshuva. But he's saying it as almost like a, you know, as much, this is hard, this is very high madregas, as much as you detest evil, and you cringe at evil, and you want the wicked to be punished, you're ready to accept, you're ready to accept someone who shoves, the MS, sincerely shove, and yet, this is where the litmus test is, if it's personal or not. See, we're supposed to detest Ra because Hashem detests Ra. So we say, Halo Misanecha Hashem Esna, Uviskomemecha Es Kotot, right? If Hashem Misanecha, so I hate him also. If Hashem's upset with him, I'm upset with him. If Hashem wants to punish him and destroy him, and he's evil, and he thwarts Hashem's plan for the universe, so to speak, so I also can't stand him. But once he shoved, so I'm ready to accept him. It was never me. It was never about me. It was never about how I feel about him. It was always through the prism of how Hashem feels about him. If Hashem's ready to accept a shove, so I better be ready to accept him, or else I've been exposed. I've been exposed as a petty, as a petty human being. That it was really not about Hashem, and it wasn't about Kanos. It was really about me and my feeling of superiority, and my feeling of one-upsmanship, and my feeling of whatever. Right. So if you're ready to be mekabel ashov. Okay, so he gave a list of things. They're really, really emulating Hashem. A sense of truth. You want truth. You wanna live with truth. You wanna live with justice. You wanna live with Hakaras HaTov. It's really, really interesting. In other words, Hashem made a person wired no matter what we say and how much Musa we learn, it's fascinating that it's such a fundamental principle. But according to the Chaim HaLevavos, it's so understandable because it's really the fundamental principle of our Avodas Hashem. So if we don't have this Midah, we can't start being Oved Hashem. So no wonder it's fundamental. Now, what is the wiring? The wiring is that I feel, the way we explained it weeks ago, months ago, the wiring is that I feel chaser. I'm sad if I can't show my appreciation. If I can't acknowledge that you did something for me, and I say I'm aware of it, and I acknowledge it, and how can I, in some small way, pay you back? The reason Hashem, so a person is wired that way. And he's wired that way because this is what our Avodas Hashem is based on. And the omek, the depth of that wiring, is that, because you can't do it on your own, a person, and because this is where we bump up, really on the highest madregas, we bump up against Hashem. Every person has an ego. Every person feels like, okay, Hashem's out there, you know, and he's stronger than me and bigger than me, and he could beat me up and he could give me a lollipop. But really what Hashem wants of us is to bond with him, which will only come if we feel totally dependent on him, and therefore we want to be part of him. And that's what Hakaras HaTov does. And as Hashem wired a person, that a normal person will feel that I can't do it on my own. I need other people. I need Hashem. It's like almost a guard against Gaiva. Like, you know, I can do it. I can do it. It's me. It's all about me. It's all about me. Even in Ruchniyah sometimes a person, that's a trap. But so Hashem wired a person that that basic menschlichkeit demands a hakaras hatov, so that a person feels beholden, and therefore feels beholden. So if a person realizes what Hashem did, so it's only a, so that's it. So you feel. Imagine how beholden we are to Hashem. It's like, and what can I do for you? So that's. Otherwise, a person would feel I can do it on my own, and he would have to like struggle to serve Hashem. That's why this is such a beautiful system that the Chayes Rabbis teaches us. That the system is Hakaras HaTov, which means it's coming from the very depths of my being that I want to please Hashem. I want to do Hashem's will. I want to find out what Hashem's will is for me, and I want to do that. That will make me whole. That will make me whole, because then in some small way, I'm acknowledging Hashem and what He did for me. And that's, I want to do that. So you have a sense of truth, of justice, of Hakaras HaTov, of punishing evil, rewarding the good, and opening the door that people can change, can improve, can change their lives, can move on. You're not mired in the past. You're not mired in the, no matter what you did, you're not mired in it. Can move on. Another day. It sounds trite, but it's true. Another day. Try again. V'chasher. Now he says v'chasher. Let's move on. V'chasher tisbarano ela hayadios benefesh ha'odom b'derech sichlo v'hakara. So he really, he has these values, and he understands them, and he likes them, he wants them. Yasichlo shalem v'akaraso chazaka v'im yazkirehu elokim derech tovaso. And now when Hashem gives him seichel to understand, and this was the person that's ready for it. So now when Hashem bestows seichel. You see, we don't realize it's Hashem. That's why it's important we're learning these chayes lavavos. We say, "Oh, I have a good idea. I'm gonna, you know, in avodas Hashem, even I'm talking in mitzvahs and chesed. Oh, I have a good idea." You say, "You know, who gave you that idea?" That's Hashem gave you that idea. Hashem gave you the ability to do the idea. Ye'orer rayonei nafsho, so he gets very excited. He says, "Hashem, you did it again. Thank you for allowing me to do something purposeful and valuable and useful and good and something that's worthwhile for the world, worthwhile for you, worthwhile for my family." So you get all excited because you have. You value truth and you value justice and you value all these things, and then Hashem lets you be there. V'yechazik hakaroso b'hem. V'chasha yishtadil sofram v'lamor aleim v'sichlo. And when you like you realize what Hashem's doing for you, and now like you want to make a list. You want to make a list so you can pay back Hashem. The low yasig is there, but that's of course impossible. You're always behind. Bavur kli losam v'rubam, because they're also all encompassing. So it's not possible. So you get all excited. And you feel Hashem's goodness, Hashem's grace, if you will. And it's like you're reading Shir Hashirim. You know, it's like, where's Hashem? I want to embrace Him. I want to Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, what you did for me. But you can't, you know, we're always behind the eight ball. We can't catch up. But it's very, if you're on this madrega, it becomes very frustrating. Bavur kli losam verubam, they're so well encompassing, there's so many, bahasmodosam, they're constantly, right, umeshichosam, and they last. This is what we say in Moldim, right? That's ongoing. Yizba is nafshel, so then he's explaining a process of how you reach this ha'ora sichlis. You have these values, and then all of a sudden it hits you what Hashem does for you, and you just want to seek Him, and you demand of your nefesh, okay, I gotta, what can I do for you, Hashem? What in the world can I do for you? The Meshe is bar chiyuva besichlo. Imagine, we talked about this, someone saved your life, so you get all nisragesh, like, what can I do for you? You demand an answer because you just want to acknowledge your thanks. Yidbas nafshu b'meshi his barach yuva b'sichlu migmu b'alei atovos b'tov b'chor b'tzedek v'yivchar ligmol ho'elukim yisale el rov tovos v'etzlo. But then in his heart and hearts he realizes, Shein lo yecholus lazeh. First of all, there's no way. Yeah. Right? Ironically, we're on a treadmill and we never get anywhere, because really, anything we do is all, first of all, we're starting at least 9 months behind. And we're really starting 15, 16, 18 years behind. And then anything we do is empowered by Hashem. Hashem gives us the ability to do it. Hashem gives us the ability to think, to move our hands, our feet. So we have to thank Him for that. So we can't catch up. Im she'ena bori tzorech lo. And then it just hits you like someone punched you in the stomach. That Hashem, because all these things we're talking about, normally with people, it's taka something I can do for you. And here it's like, what can I do for you, Hashem? You gave me so much. You gave me. What can I do? And then you say, wait a second. It's not even for you. Hashem doesn't need anything. This is crazy. I love Hashem, and I acknowledge, I feel that He's given me so much, and I'm nothing without His giving and constant giving. Shebechol yom imonu. Everything. What can I do for you, Hashem? Nothing you can do for Hashem, not really. So then your mind really explodes, because you want to do, and Hashem doesn't need anything. So he says that's where humility comes in. Now you're holding by Moshe Rabbeinu, on of Mikol Adam, where you just feel small. You just surrender and you say, Hashem, I'm dying to just do something to show my appreciation, but I can't, I can never catch up. And then it hits you that Hashem doesn't need anything, so anything, you can't really do anything for Him. So you feel small, you feel unworthy. Small. I can't even say thank you. This is crazy. I can't even say thank you. I mean, I can't say thank you properly. So you feel small, and that's what he wants. He wants that Shar HaKniya we're going to learn. That the true Anova, the true humility, and this is the true. Chavis Alvav is a very unique sheet. Humility is not between you and people. That's going to come after you feel humble in front of Hashem. You're going to feel so small that you're not going to be a balgaiva regarding the other person. You can't. You can't. You're nothing. You're nothing. You're lost in Hashem's. In Hashem, you're lost in Hashem. How can you? You're just botel. So there's no more gaiva. But our kaponim, that's kniya, and we're going to learn about it in Shar HaKniya. Liyoshofel v'nokalei tolatzmo. You lose your ego. That's what it is. You lose. So the process is that you're ready to bond with Hashem because you have these values that he said. You then realize, start. What start? You realize, Yakar Satov, you realize what Hashem has done for you. But you think about that, and then you start, like, okay, what can I do for Hashem? Oh my goodness. First of all, I can't catch up. Second of all, it's not even for Hashem. It's for me. You feel nichna, you feel small. You can't pay back Hashem. Not enough. So you say, okay, I have to do things. I have to just try my best. I'm certainly not going to sit home and do nothing. I have to do things to show Hashem how much I love him, how much I appreciate him. And that's when you're going to burst out of the box. You're going to say, I can't, like, this is, I need more. I need more than just, like, these. But this is something you can do 24 hours, you see, you're not bound. You can appreciate and acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim, even if it's not Pesach. Even if it's not the Seder night. That's what the Chayes HaLovus would like us to think about that. Was, you know, not to stay mitzumtzum to the zman of, you know, even if we say it in Kriya Shema. He wants us to be in love with Hashem. That's Shir HaShirim. That's really a very, very high madrega. So you're just bursting and you feel small. And then you just rack your brains, he says, to do things. Asher b'hen yitochen lo geshes u l'skarvel ho aloikim k'dei sheyiyu t'muras gemulo. So that I, in some small way, this is the words we use, in some small way, I could pay back Hashem for what he has done for me. V'yireyu sichlo ala derech hayashorah b'zeh. So Hashem, who's giving him seichel, will allow him to think of things that he can do, to acknowledge, to bond, to do what's pleasing to Hashem, to do Ratzon Hashem, to make his or her Ratzon botel and in consonance with what Hashem wants, with what's pleasing to Hashem. Okay, now we're going to go to the dialogue. And the dialogue goes from here to the end of the parak. I missed a point. The lovers holds that just this feeling of kniya, this feeling of smallness, is also about this Hashem. But Hashem wants us to feel like an eved. Hashem wants us to feel like an eved. So when we feel, when we go through this gamut of emotions and we feel this way, ironically, you know, we're serving Hashem by feeling that way. But I feel like an Eved Hashem. I feel like I just have to show him how much I appreciate and love and understand what he's doing for me. And yeah. I'm trying to think of a marshal. I know. Yeah.
But a Jew, because you have guidelines and mitzvahs, that's a very good release for that feeling.
Well, that's what we learned. There's always a fail-safe. There's always a fail-safe, what's it called? A fail-safe mode, right? There's always, like the safety net under the trapeze artist. That's what the Torah is. So you'll always be performing at a minimum. So you'll be eating your matzah Pesach night, and you'll be saying Kriya Shema every day, and you'll be having a mezuzah on your door, and you'll be mafresh challah, and you'll do Ben Adam Achavero, and you know, so that's the base, but that's a minimum. And the Chazal Bavli says, we're learning Shai Bavli's okay, you know, we're sitting here, you know, I'll be happy with the minimum, sure. But he wants us to go beyond that. You don't have to go beyond that. It's not a question of you're going to kiss the mezuzah a whole day. You know, I know people that do that, and they're not well. It's to imbue your actions with a lot of feeling, with a lot of hergish, and then to pour your ha'orasichlis. This is the ideal: is to pour your ha'orasichlis into the actions you're doing. To take all that pent up emotion, like, what are you going to do? So, you could go to the forest, and there are those that do that. They go to the forest and they say, "Hashem, I love you." There's something to be said for it, you know. They say, well, yeah, that's what he wants you to do, I guess. But, but you can also pour it into we don't have time, I'm so busy. Pour it into a Kriya Shema, pour it into the things we do. Or even according to Chalovas, it's great because anything we do, we can. Why am I doing this? So you say, what am I? So the Chalovas does not want us to answer. What do you mean? Why am I doing it? I have responsibility to my family. That's true. You know, it's like saying, why am I paying up a loan? Because I owe the money. In Avodas Hashem, we should always go back to the source and say, this is pleasing to Hashem, this is Derkei Hashem, I'm fulfilling Valachta Bedrochav, I'm emulating Hashem, I'm doing something that Hashem wants, I'm doing it because it's right, because it's just, because it's good. Okay, it sounds very... maybe we have to think more how to bring it down to earth. We can do this. The beauty of the Chayvus HaLovus system, I'll call it, is that because of his view of Bitochen and Hishtadlus, so then you it's great, because that means everything you do a whole day is a mitzvah, is Ratzon Hashem. It's so easy to go out of the box, so to speak, because he says, like, why am I going to work? Why am I bothering to go through the motions to do this, or to cook, or to do that? It is the will of Hashem. So that uplifts everything. And then you say, then you thank Hashem for giving you a chance to thank him. Right? Okay, so right now...
I found it very difficult to do the things out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I tend to do them because it's the right thing to do.
Because we're right. So the Chazalos would like us to move beyond that. It is very, very hard. We're not attuned that way. We're attuned to do it because... especially us Litvisha. Right, so we're attuned to doing it because we're obligated to do it, because it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and so that's great. I mean, it's better than its alternative. But the Chavis HaLovus is not. That's what we've been learning the last few months. That's a very, very small. That's not it. That's not what it's all about. It's robotic, it's forced upon me, it's not pnimi, it's doing it because I have to do it. The world just wants us to be all hippies and just do it because we love Hashem. Really, that's what he wants. What? I mean, we just learned about Bikurim, right? We bring Bikurim, so
Are there things that are higher? So let's say you want to show Hashem all that, all love and appreciation and everything else. At that moment, are there things that are, one is higher than the other? Let's say, would it be, let's say you continue doing your shtadlus like you're doing
You're cleaning the house.
Right?
Cleaning the house.
Or is it better to take it to Hillam and...
No. That's the beauty of the Chayvus Halvavus.
Are there things higher than the others?
No, that's the beauty of the Chayvus Halvavus. That if you... Going to the kosel is like when I plug in my MP3 player into the computer, so I need a charge. So I go to the kosel, I plug myself in. But the beauty of the Chayvus Halvavus is that I stop and I say, you know, I'm doing so much more than cleaning a house. I am now doing Hashem's will. And so this is my way of saying thank you. And then you start smiling and dancing, only if no one else is home. And this is your way of saying thank you. It's like we tell our kids, we all experience this. If your kid ever like says, you know, what can I do for you? Not me. I want to say thank you, you know. Say, just be good, go to school, don't get kicked out of school. That's all I want. But now the child, if he takes it seriously, so this is his way of saying thank you. And that's, I'm so happy you asked that question. That's the Chayvus Halvavus wants. He wants us to realize that everything we do, just imbue it with that sense of acknowledgement of Hashem, of humility, because anything we do is not enough. And that gufa is avodas Hashem. That feeling of humility and smallness and humbleness. That's so I'm an Eved Hashem, so I'm declaring myself to be an Eved Hashem. And did I answer your question? How often do you need a charge? I don't know. Once a week. Okay? Once a week you need a charge. If you can't make it, then once a month, that's all. People who have good batteries, so once a month. You should go once a month. I don't think anybody can get away. I mean, I'm not saying chas v'shalom. It's very hard. It's hard, you know. It's hard if you live in Beit Shemesh, it's hard. You know. But you want to plug in, so I would recommend once a month to try to work things out. Maybe the shul, maybe you want to have another project for you.
No,
make that every Erev or Shkodesh or something
now.
Like that.
Very special. No, but what I'm saying is, if you have like a special moment, like where you something after you're really grateful, like you want to do something, then at that moment you don't want to just be.
You don't want to just clean the house.
Right.
No, it's very important.
Like
you're right.
Like
but
you
like, you know,
face,
because
you
know, it's never ending. Because. Mm-hmm. At some point, it's like if there would be a Beis HaMikdash now, so I would go, I would run and bring a carbon totem.
Right, right. That
right.
Kind of
so it's true.
So you don't have that, so what could be the next best thing, is what I was saying.
The absolute, absolute. L'chora, the greatest madrega of all, would be to use the robotic rules and imbue that with all your emotions and all your heart and all your love and all your bonding and all your hakaras hatov to pour it into the mitzvahs of the Torah. L'chora, that would be the greatest. Now, grada, a woman cleaning the house, is grada a din also. So I'm not so sure cleaning the house doesn't have, and a man earning panosa is a Torah law. So I'm not so sure that I should be excluding cleaning the house or a man going to work. I'm not so sure. That's a din. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. My point is that really complicated. Really, if it's things that are, see, the Chavetz Chovanes says this, Ha'ora Toronis and Ha'ora Sichlis. But really, if we could merge and meld the Ha'ora Sichlis into the Toronis, that would seem to be the best. Now, let's say a Korban Todah, so the Torah says, Hashem said, you know, when you're overwhelmed with feelings of gratitude, and this, you know, bring a Korban Todah. So now, according to Chavetz Chovanes, what you have to bring a Korban Todah for, you could just go in the outside when no one's listening and say, thank you, Hashem, I love you, Hashem, and then express yourself. That's true, but the better Madrega would be, and if you just bring a Korban Todah and you're going through the motions and it costs you, you know, $350 for a small calf, and you buy it and you just throw it at the Kohanim and say, here, I want to bring a Todah. So you better off going to your backyard. But the best would be if you could bring a Korban Todah and do all these things on the Korban Todah. What am I driving at? So now you say, I don't know if there's an answer. Every person's different.
Can I just say something?
No. Yes, but I want to first answer you. If it's coming from a good place, if it's done with utter sincerity, so you wanna, you'll figure out what to do. Maybe you'll take out a tillum, and you'll say the prokim that praise Hashem. Right? This prokim that daven to Hashem, be'es. Tillum is really split up into two parts. I mean, I love tillum. Tillum is split up into two parts. Really, it's tfilos be'es tzara, and hodah b'shevach, and praise. And really, I mean, in a very broad sense, you could really, every parak in tillum is either one or the other. And it's interesting. It's like mamish, it's like that. So, and dovin ha'melech, and then. So tillum is good. Tillum is probably the answer to your question. But. That's like beyond. I would first say to the person, do it in the realm of what the Chavetz Chovanes says, in the realm of I'm doing this because it's the will of Hashem. You know, stick to, you know, like your everyday life and acknowledge Hashem, and then just change everything you're doing into thank you Hashem. That's what the Chavetz Chovanes wants you to do, everything you're doing. And saying tillum is like plugging into the kaisel. It is. So now, okay, so you do it once in a while, you need that plug. But the best would be that when you're doing things because you have to do them, to shake off the coercion of obligation and to do it with a feeling of thanks and gratitude. Yeah, what did you want to say?
Well, when you're bringing a korban, if you were to be bringing a korban, it seems to me that you'd be leaving all your other chores behind. I mean, you'd be putting your life for that moment aside because you'd be going to the Mishnah.
Because the truth is, I spoke inexactly. I spoke imprecisely. That's why the real Korban Todah is only for four specific events.
Oh, for specific events?
For what we say, Hagomel. For when Hashem saved your life, and something unusual happened to you. I guess I get carried away. So bringing a Korban really would be like going into the backyard with your Tillum and saying Tillum. Even a Korban would be that. Because the Korban Todah is very specific for an unusual event that happened.
Well, in my mind, when something like a moment like that happens, right, it's almost as if Hashem came to visit you at your front door type of thing, right? So if somebody comes to visit you at your front door, you kind of drop everything and you attend to that visit. That's how I see it in my mind. So at that moment,
you know, you're right, but you're wrong. Okay. You're right that that's a normal reaction. But Hashem is so pervasive in everything we do that you don't have to drop anything. You don't have to, because everything you're doing has Hashem in it.
That's what you're saying.
It's a high madrega. You see, Hashem has a Shabbos, and he has a Yom Tov, and he has a Pesach. But again, in the Chavis Halodos' world, these are the fail-safe positions. These are the safety nets. But really, it's always Shabbos, and it's always Pesach, and it's always... But Hashem is so pervasive that, you know, you could be cleaning the floor, and it's Pesach. So, you know, Hashem, this is, in some small way, I'm paying Hashem back for taking us out of Mitzrayim. In some small way, I'm paying Hashem back for giving me life, for everything. It's like overwhelming. Okay, I hope I'm doing the topic justice. Now I feel... now.